Welcome to episode 949 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day, based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. In Galatians 5, Paul begins with a powerful declaration: "It is for freedom that Christ has set us free." This statement serves as a foundation for our understanding of what it means to be free in Christ. The freedom Paul speaks of is not merely a release from external constraints, but a profound liberation from the power of sin, guilt, and the demands of the law. Paul's letter to the Galatians was written to address a significant problem within the early church. Certain Jewish Christians were teaching that Gentile converts must adhere to the Mosaic law to be truly saved. This teaching directly contradicted the gospel of grace that Paul preached. Paul is clear in his warning in verse 2. "Mark my words. I, Paul, tell you that if you let yourselves be circumcised, Christ will be of no value to you at all. Accepting circumcision, or any other Mosaic dictates, as a requirement for salvation meant that one had to keep the entire law. The law, while holy and just, was never meant to be the means of justification. It was given to reveal sin and our need for a Savior." Paul makes a stark statement in verse 4. "You who are trying to be justified by the law have been alienated from Christ. You have fallen away from grace. Trying to achieve righteousness through the law is to reject the grace of God. Grace is unmerited favor freely given by God through Jesus. When we attempt to earn salvation through our own efforts, we nullify the work of Christ on the cross. Romans 8:1 states, "Therefore, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus." This is a profound statement of freedom from the guilt and penalty of sin. Through Christ's sacrifice, the power of sin to condemn us has been broken. This freedom is not based on our ability to keep the law, but on Christ's perfect obedience and sacrificial death. He took upon himself the punishment we deserved, thereby freeing us from a death sentence. Hebrews chapter 2, verses 14 to 15, illuminates this victory. "Since the children have flesh and blood, he too shared in their humanity, so that by his death he might break the power of him who holds the power of death, that is, the devil, and free those who all their lives were held in slavery by their fear of death." Jesus' death and resurrection conquered the ultimate enemies, sin and death. For believers, this means freedom from fear of death and tyranny of sin. We no longer live under the constant threat of eternal separation from God. Romans 8 verse 4 tells us that "the righteous requirement of the law might be fully met in us, who do not live according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit." This freedom is not an invitation to lawlessness, but a call to live a new life empowered by the Holy Spirit. It's a life characterized by righteousness, not because we adhere to the law, but because the Spirit transforms us from within. Consider a prisoner who has been set free. This prisoner was once confined, restricted by bars and chains, living under constant threat of punishment. But now he walks out the prison gates, free to live a new life. The chains that once bound him are broken. However, his freedom is not a license to return to a life of crime, but an opportunity to live a life of purpose and meaning. Similarly, our freedom in Christ releases us from the bondage of sin and the law, inviting us to live in the liberty of the Spirit. While we are set free in Christ, this freedom has a purpose. It is not freedom to do whatever we please, but freedom to live as God intended. Paul outlines this purpose in Galatians 5, verses 13 to 15, emphasizing our freedom should lead us to love and serve others. Verse 13, "You, my brothers and sisters, were called to be free, but do not use your freedom to indulge the flesh. Rather, serve one another humbly in love." Freedom in Christ is not a license to sin or pursue selfish desires. The flesh represents our sinful nature, which seeks to gratify its own cravings. True Christian freedom moves us away from self-indulgence towards selflessness. In verse 14, Paul highlights that the entire law is fulfilled in one command: love your neighbor as yourself. This echoes Jesus' teaching where he summarizes the law and prophets with commandments to love God and others. When we love our neighbors, we naturally fulfill the righteous requirements of the law because love does no harm. Galatians chapter 5, verse 6 underscores this principle. The only thing that counts is faith expressing itself through love. Our faith in Christ should manifest in acts of love and service. This is evidence of true faith, not adherence to rituals or rules, but genuine sacrificial love for others. Imagine a bird that has been caged for years, suddenly set free. The bird doesn't just fly aimlessly. It soars, finds food, builds nests, and contributes to its environment. Its freedom has purpose and direction. Similarly, our freedom in Christ isn't aimless. It's purposeful, directed towards loving and serving others. In verse 16, Paul instructs, "So I say, walk by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh." Walking by the Spirit means living in a way that is guided and empowered. This is a daily, moment-by-moment reliance on the Spirit. As we walk by the Spirit, our lives begin to produce what Paul calls the fruit of the Spirit: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. These qualities are evidence of a life that is free in Christ and led by the Spirit. They stand in stark contrast to the works of the flesh and demonstrate the transformative power of the Spirit in our lives. Consider a sailing boat. Without the wind, it sits idle in the water. But when the wind fills its sails, it moves gracefully and purposefully. The Holy Spirit is like the wind in our sails, propelling us forward in our journey of faith, enabling us to live out our freedom with purpose and direction. With freedom comes responsibility. Paul warns the Galatians to stand firm and not let themselves be burdened again by a yoke of slavery. This call to vigilance and steadfastness is crucial for maintaining the freedom we have in Christ. Paul's exhortation to stand firm is a call to resist any teaching or influence that would lead believers back into legalism. Legalism, the belief that adherence to the law or human traditions can achieve righteousness, is a constant threat to the freedom we have in Christ. It's easy to fall into the trap of thinking we must earn God's favor through our efforts, but Paul reminds us that we are saved and sanctified by grace through faith, not by works. In Galatians 5, verses 7 to 8, Paul addresses the Galatians wavering, "You were running a good race. Who cut in on you to keep you from obeying the truth? That kind of persuasion does not come from the one who calls you." False teachings and misleading doctrines can easily creep into our lives and churches. We must be discerning, testing everything against the truth of the gospel. Paul's confidence in the Lord reassures us that we can overcome these deceptions by holding fast to the gospel. Paul's strong language in Galatians 5 verse 12 reflects the seriousness of the issue. The stakes are high because allowing false teachings to take root can undermine the entire foundation of our faith. This vigilance is not just for ourselves, but for the entire community of believers. Think of a well-tended garden. The gardener must constantly watch for weeds and pests that threaten the health of the plants. If left unchecked, these invaders can choke the life out of the garden. Similarly, we must be vigilant in guarding our faith against anything that seeks to undermine our freedom in Christ. 1 Corinthians 6 verse 20 reminds us, "You were bought at a price. Therefore honor God with your bodies." Our freedom in Christ is not an excuse for self-indulgence, but a call to live in a way that honors God. This involves every aspect of our lives, including our thoughts, actions, and relationships. We are called to be living testimonies of God's grace and love. Romans 13 verse 8 emphasizes, "Let no debt remain outstanding except the continuing debt to love one another, for whoever loves others has fulfilled the law." Our freedom finds its fullest expression in love. Love is the fulfillment of the law and the evidence of a life transformed by Christ. This love is not merely an emotion, but a deliberate act of the will to seek the good of others. Paul's teachings encourage us to build communities where grace abounds. A community that lives out the freedom in Christ is marked by mutual love, service, and humility. Such a community stands as a powerful witness to the world, showing that the gospel truly transforms lives and relationships. The freedom we have in Christ is a precious gift. It liberates us from the law, sin, and death, empowering us to live a life of love, service, and holiness. Let us embrace this freedom, stand firm in it, and use it to glorify God and bless others. May we continually walk by the Spirit, producing fruit that reflects the character of Jesus. Father, we thank you for the freedom we have in Christ. Help us to stand firm in this freedom, to live by the Spirit, and to love and serve one another. May our lives reflect the grace and truth of Christ, bringing glory to your name. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the fullest today.